Music doing on the earwaves. No wonder the children today don't know them left foot from them right senses. But these are not ordinary times. I just wish they could hear me like they used to. Now all I can do is wait them or dream them. And this morning, one piece of problem about to break. Well, them say, when trouble take you, picnic should fit you. But what if you are just a pitney and don't know how to deal with certain things?
Hello? Hello? How it's always so like somebody outside at this time of the morning on a Saturday?
I tell you, there is nobody there.
But I hear something.
And I tell you, that you're hearing things.
It's almost like the radio was playing by itself.
It was all in your head, Marie.
Martin. I am not going mad, although with these children, I think sometimes it bound to happen.
They are good children, Marie.
Some of the times.
Most of the times.
I agree. Them good, but them stressful bad.
I just wish my mother was still alive to see how beautifully they are growing.
Yes, I really miss Granny B. Can't believe it's almost 3 years already that she passed. This time of the morning, she'll be out here trying to find some gospel music or something else to play while she started her cooking. Who could be knocking at the door so early?
Who else? Only Kiara.
Good morning, Mr. Myrie. Good morning, Mrs. Myrie.
Morning, Kiara. You know what time it is?
Yes, Mrs. Myrie. It's 6:45.
In the morning.
Of course, in the morning.
On a Saturday, Kiara, you don't think this is a little too early to visit someone's house on a Saturday morning?
Not really. Where is Jamie?
Asleep, I'm sure.
No, I talked to her on WhatsApp this morning already.
Look, Kiara, it's very early and...
Morning, Mommy and Daddy.
Morning, Jamie. What you two cooking up so early on a Saturday morning?
Mommy, you know I don't like to cook.
You know what I mean.
Mommy, can Kiara and I go to my room now? We have to talk girls talk.
Girls talk, no? I am giving you half an hour and then you're going to come help me cook the boiled bananas and dumplings.
Okay, Mommy.
First I ever hear Jamie say, okay, Mommy, to go and do any cooking. I wonder what they're up to.
That Kiara is a handful. And I don't know if she's a good influence on Jamie.
Give her a chance.
So
what?
Don't play cute with me, Jamie, Elizabeth, Myrie. I want to know if you made up your mind.
About what?
Stop it. Just stop playing cute. Are you coming on the beach trip or not? Remember that Demaria is going to be there.
Oh, that. I didn't even remember about the beach trip.
Lie. It's all that everybody at the school been talking about. Like everybody. Have you even told your parents about it as yet?
Not yet.
Why not? What's happening with you? Just tell me the truth and done.
It's nothing, really.
Okay. What is it really, Jamie? Oh, I know what it is.
No, you don't.
Oh, so you're admitting now that something is wrong?
Not at all. Just saying that...
I know what it is. It's all about Shanika, right?
No. Why would anything be about Shanika?
Yes. It's about Shanika and what she said.
I don't even remember what she said about me in the lunchroom.
So how you know exactly what I was talking about then?
That's just it. I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Jamie, I know you felt away when she said what she said about your body.
I don't.
Jamie, she said it loud enough for everybody to hear that if the beach trip gets too boring and we run out of games, we can always use you as a beach ball because your body round up and roly-poly like a ball.
Oh, yeah. That.
Yeah, that.
How could I forget that?
I think you couldn't forget that. And that's why you don't want to go to the beach trip.
You think?
Jamie, you have a nice round-up body. So what?
You mean I'm fat? Look at all these folds at my side and the fat on my stomach looks disgusting. You remember the models we were looking at yesterday in the magazine? That's the ideal body.
You're not fat. You have a nice body and you shouldn't be afraid to show it off at the beach.
That's not what Shanika and the rest of the class think.
So what if she doesn't like your body? I wish I had all the curves like you. Me just mostly skin and bones. I don't even have breasts yet like you.
Jamie?
Jamie, I want you to come and help me finish up with the cooking.
She just means that you must come and watch the pot for us while we dash over to Mrs. Jones to check how her son is coming along.
What happened, Jamie? What's the matter?
Jamie, you're not talking. You don't hear your mother asking you a question. What happened to you?
Mr. and Mrs. Myrie, did Jamie tell you about the beach trip next weekend?
No. What beach trip is this?
Oh, you chat so much, man. I'm not ready to tell them.
Not ready to tell us what, Jamie?
Well, our form teacher is taking the class on a science field trip next week, Saturday morning, and we will end the day at the beach before we come home.
How come you don't give us this information yet, Jamie? Mm-hmm. You know our policy. We have to get a note from the school signed by the principal and at least 1 week in advance.
It's okay, Mom. I'm not going.
Really? But you love going to the beach. You want to tell us what this is about?
She think her body don't look beach ready. And
Kiara, go on home now. Go home now.
Jamie, stop. That's not nice. But come, Kiara, let's leave Marie and Jamie to have a little talk.
Come, let's go in the kitchen and watch the pot together for a second.
Come, Kiara. See you soon, loves. We'll give Mrs. Jones your love.
Mommy, I just don't want to go, okay?
That's okay if you don't want to go, but what is this I'm hearing about you not liking your body?
It's just this girl at school said that my body roly-poly like a beach ball.
And you believe her?
Well, I don't know. It's just that...
I know. When people say mean and embarrassing things, it's hard to take and hard to deal with. But I am still asking if you believe her.
No, I don't believe her. It's just that...
Exactly. Look, Jamie, look out there in the garden and you'll see a wide variety of flowers with different shapes and sizes. And all of them are beautiful to somebody. But most importantly, they are beautiful to me and they're mine. You know what that means?
It means I'm beautiful to you.
Yes, that too, but even more than that, it's your body. And you have to see it as beautiful to you, Jamie Myrie. You are truly beautiful, no matter what anybody says. But you have to know that for yourself.
So, it's okay if people say bad things about my body out loud like that?
No, it's not okay. But I don't want you to think just because someone says something mean about your body that it's true. What it really comes down to is what you really think about your body.
Well, I think I'm a little fat to tell you the truth. but definitely not a beach ball.
Jamie, you're a big-boned girl, and you should not expect to look like a skinny girl. But do you know how to take control of your body?
You tell me all the time, Mom.
But it's not the telling you that matters. It's what you do with it. Exercise and eat right.
But I eat right with you. You're always cooking healthy food. Always giving me vegetables and fruits to eat.
But do you eat them? That is the thing.
That is the thing.
The truth is that if you want your body to be healthy and strong and firm, and you want to stay out of the hospital from sicknesses like diabetes and such things, you have to eat right. And don't throw away the good food in the garbage and then ask for burgers and fries and hot dogs and such unhealthy fatty food and things.
But it tastes so good.
So you're saying my food don't taste good?
No, Mom. I really love your cooking. Mm-hmm. It's just that, well, when I'm at school and the kids are going on the road for food, everybody wants burgers and those kinds of things, you know? So it's like second nature to me now. And they taste so good.
The advertisements taste better.
What do you mean?
Jamie, they spend so much money to advertise and market all of this junk food to us because they want to make money, not because it is good for us. And sometimes it don't even taste that good. But we become used to it. And then it's so easy to get fat and sick on all that sugary, salty, and oily food.
You're right, Mom. I'm going to do my best to do better. Because I really want to look good in a bathing suit.
Yes, and I really want you to stay healthy.
Locks. My poor Jamie child. She don't realize that they play on her mind with all the advertising to make she think she have to eat junk food to fit in. And then when she eat the junk food and it push out her body way out of shape, she first don't feel like she fit in. It's like she can't win. This whole thing is like a big sin. But I love how Mary's brain working to keep Jamie thinking. Anyways, make us see how them work it out next time.